Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about saving our children. How do we do that? Pull them out of the politically correct incubator of social change that they're in, called the public schools. We have been reviewing what I call the 10 points of what's happening in our public school system today, with history not being history anymore, the LGBTQ and the sodomite lifestyle being promulgated and pushed in the classroom, and abortion being pushed, and the Planned Parenthood agenda, the Islamic jihadist studies being promulgated, to even to the point of having the students recite the conversion prayer to Islam. We find the sodomite, the homosexual, the transgender, and the gender dysphoric group basically in charge of the classroom today. And we're just talking about teachers, even right here in our community, right here in our city, where they have been reprimanded, suspended, and are expelled, or their contracts canceled because they refuse to go along with the transgender LGBTQ agenda of using pronouns for he or she in the incorrect fashion, as they're called today. I believe I have a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I'm listening with great interest in what you're saying. And isn't this really about absurdity? In other words, the gays are only maybe 1-2%, but the absurdity of it is gigantic. But if they can sell you to accept that absurdity, the next absurdity they want to sell you is take your guns away. After that, it will be the absurdity of you don't have a right to vote, or you don't have the First Amendment anymore. But isn't it really, I don't know if that's the right word, but the end game is to have a mushhead population that'll pay any tax, do anything that the leaders say do. Is that the end game of this?
The end game, generally, as I put it, is anything that is antithetical to biblical worldview, biblical truth, anything that's antithetical to God's word and what God's word says. There's a it's a demonic, if you please, demonic approach that will take our society as we've known it since the foundation of America and since the founding of society in general, based on the authority of Scripture. God created Genesis 1:27. God created male and female, created he them. God created us in his image. That means we have mind, will, and emotion. That means we're independent beings, volitional choices. God created two sexes, male and female. He didn't create him and shem. And yet we find today that there's the mindset to go against God, against God's word, against God's way, against what God has created. That's the bottom line. And in that whole then sphere of activity, we're pushing everything that is what I would call controlling of the mind and the will of the people. That is changing the mindset of what is history, what is real history, tearing down our monuments, refusing to publish real history books. Our history books today, our textbooks today, approved by the U.S. Department of Education, forced upon each State Department of Education, State Department of Education forced it upon each school district that they must use books simply out of those that have been chosen and approved by the U.S. Department of Education. When you look at the fact that our textbook publishing houses and the authors of our textbooks are either sold-out sodomites or jihadists, and it's those two camps, the Islamic jihadist and the sodomite movement, that's controlling the textbooks in America today. So what do you think the outcome would be? The outcome would simply be what the globalists want, and that is a drug head, pothead, sexually confused generation that knows nothing about where we've come from and therefore can be molded and pushed in the agenda of the globalists and what they're wanting to do with our nation and making it a socialist nation, destroying the morals and the ethics and the values. I think that's what we're watching. I know that's a large statement and a big picture, but that big picture focuses down on we're watching the agenda being carried out. And I'm saying to our parents, I'm saying to moms and dads and to grandpops and grandmoms today, pull the child out of school. Take them out of school. It doesn't make any difference. It's going to may cause you to be in some way inconvenienced that you've got to take them to a private school, or you got to homeschool them, or you're going to have to cut your schedule because of that. I'd rather see you do that and see that child morally and ethically ruined and devalued in what God would have for them. But you're exactly right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Whoever's at the top, doesn't it? It really makes no difference what the name of the system, whether it's capitalism, communism, socialism, or whatever. The ones at the very, very top, they're going to have all their needs met. And
absolutely.
The ones under that, the ones under that, they're going to fall short.
Absolutely. It'd be on the backs of the ones that simply be the ones, if you please, trading out the dollars for the elitists, the dictators, to make the decision with what they want. Study the rise and fall of Rome. Rome was not taken over from an outside entity. Rome imploded, and it's because of a greater and greater desire for pleasure, a greater and greater movement toward promiscuity, homosexuality, and sodomite lifestyle. And as a result of that, imploded. It was not destroyed from the outside. We're watching the replay of the fall of Rome taking place on a global basis, and in particular in America today. Thank you so much for your call and your comments, and I pray that God will bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the saving of our children, taking care of our kids today. And the way we do that, I'm talking about now simply from one aspect, and that is from the public school system, which has proven itself to be a totally failed system. Totally failed system. Here's an article that's scary. It says, Mom seeks supreme ruling on minor's son's sex change against her will. A mom whose juvenile son was helped in a sex change procedure by officials in Minnesota against her wishes is seeking a determination from the U.S. Supreme Court on whether that's right. Officials from the Thomas More Society on Wednesday asked the high courts to review a decision from the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that essentially endorsed the decision by county officials to shepherd the boy through sex change procedures. Quote, it's a parent's worst nightmare, he explained. While a minor was steered through a life-changing permanent body alteration process, becoming a pawn in someone else's societal agenda and being influenced by those who have no legal or moral right to usurp the role of a parent. The further the article says, the St. Louis County School District in Minnesota has a custom and practice of barring a parent from more than 2 years from involvement in a child's education after the child is deemed by the school principal, not by court order, to be emancipated. The school principal can declare that that son or daughter is emancipated from the parents, and then that school principal makes the choice and decision, and then the school can do whatever they want to that child wants them to do without the parental authority, knowledge, or influence. The article said that she sued her son, the suit after her son was given elective medical services for a sex change while still a minor without the permission and or knowledge of either parent. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not egregious, nothing is. We're talking about where even in today's society, teachers are forbidden to use he or him or she or her pronoun in the classroom. Number nine, parents, and we're going through a nine-point schedule of what's happening in the public schools. Parents are forbidden to take their child out of these pornographic, immoral, ungodly classes called sex education, all carried out and taught by the LGBTQ crowd and the agenda and the LGBTQ materials. Ladies and gentlemen, it's dangerous. Here's one that says an eight-year-old girl grilled about gender and parents sue the school. A school district in Oregon is being sued after a teacher repeatedly verbally grilled, an eight-year-old student about whether he thought he is a girl, gave him videos on transgenderism to watch, and provided instructional books for him. The parents were not told what the teacher was doing. The article states here, the mother and the father in Woodburn are now suing the school district for nearly $1 million after they saw a second grade teacher singled out their son by asking him if he was transgender. The parents say the teacher had inappropriate conversations with their child at the school about sexual matters without their permission, and the station reported that is what took place. Ladies and gentlemen, that's scary. I don't know about you, but it's scary. What can we expect of this generation of kids, kindergarten through high school? What can we expect from them if they are morally, ethically, and societally destroyed in their minds, and if they're drawn away from, let's say they're taught Sunday school class, let's say they're taught what mom and dad believes about loving the Lord and serving Jesus in the home. By the time they go through kindergarten through 12th grade in the public school system, it has destroyed every moral, every fabric of anything that's called morals and ethics and values in them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917. Perhaps you disagree with me. That's your prerogative. Love to hear from you. Perhaps you've got sons and daughters in school. Have you asked them to let you look at their textbooks? Do you ask them what they're being taught or what they're being shown by way of videos? Have you asked them about what the teachers are saying in relationship to the sexual dysphoria that's taking place in our public schools on a rampant basis? Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you, as parents, we have the responsibility to honor God and to recognize that God's word is first, foremost, and final on making the decision and determination what we ought to do as parents. I'm simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to save our nation, we've got to start with saving our children. We already have a problem with the millennial age group today because they've already gone through this garbage. Are finishing up going through it now. The 18 to 35-year-old age group today, they believe that smoking pot's all right, generally speaking. They believe that sodomite marriage is okay because they say it's legal. They believe that it's okay to have some of these things that you and I understand from the Word of God is antithetical to the Scripture. They don't find anything wrong with these. When you ask that question, why are the millennials thinking as they do? Why is it with the millennials that very, very few of them have a biblical worldview? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's simply because of going through the incubator of moral, ethical change that is the focus on the public school system today. Many of our public schools also provide material and counseling and medical care for a student wanting to transition even without parental knowledge or consent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if those 10 points are not scary, if it does not cause you to wonder what your child is going through, and most of these kids coming home, they're not going to talk about it. They're already petrified with what they're being shown and told and taught, and yet they believe that it must be true because it's coming from a teacher figure, and that teacher figure has the authority over their mind, will, and their emotion more than mom and dad. This is the reason you find such a rancorous rebellion today against parents, because the teacher tells them one thing. Parents might be teaching them based on the Word of God something different, and as a result of that, there's the animosity toward the parents as though the parents are wrong. So, ladies and gentlemen, why should moral, conservative, ethical, Christian parents keep their children in a system that will destroy them morally and spiritually and ethically? Let's just look at what's happening in the Duval County schools in Jacksonville, Florida, the public school system here. Drag queen story time. And it's still taking place, ladies and gentlemen. We're able to defeat it on one level on one occasion when it was taking place in a public library. They still have that authority. They're still doing so in the public school system, in the schools, and bringing in leadership out of the socially, sexually dysphoric organization called Jasmine, bringing them into the public school system and advocating for that lifestyle and recruiting them by the pedophiles and perverts that are allowed to come into the public school system at taxpayer expense and do so and teaching it. Yet the school board, Duval County School Board, perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you're not Duval County, this will be taking place. If it hasn't already happened, it'll be taking place in your local school boards. The school board is now pushing to add a half-cent sales tax that will go into the rat hole, as I call it, for the destruction of children in the future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I say enough's enough. I say that we already have our grade system for our schools. A large number of our schools are rated by the State Board of Education as C, D, F schools. Failing grades are near failing. Why do we want to rehab those buildings? Why do we want to rehab those schools? Why do we want to continue in a failed system? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to what I said at the beginning of the broadcast. At the origin of the public school system, it was not tax-funded. It was on a local community level where some business person would provide a place for them to meet. volunteer teachers, volunteer women and men in the community that had the academic wherewithal and ability would volunteer to teach without pay. The Bible was their textbook for reading. The Bible was the textbook for writing. The Bible was the textbook for promulgating and pushing history. In fact, some of the first textbook/Bibles were paid for the printing by the U.S. Congress for them to have Bibles to be taught in the classroom. We're far cry from that today, ladies and gentlemen. Just because you have the advantage of a yellow school bus coming by and taking the child off your hands and then bringing them back that you don't have to worry about it, I'd be very concerned about what they're being taught. And in DeVol County, we don't need another half cent sales tax to go down the rat hole to continue to destroy the morals and the values and the lives and the hearts of sons and daughters in school. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying, 100%. There's a great documentary. You can look it up on YouTube. It is called Stupid in America. It's really nice, and it tells how corrupt and how liberal biased the education system in America is. Because you got people that they were pat heads back in the 60s, that they were against, literally here in America, for going to Vietnam, and they got those sentiments still out there. So they sit in the high chair in those positions, imposing the liberal views, which goes against every single foundation of this great nation. And I agree with you 100%. You know, I have never owned a brand new car, but our biggest investment was to have our kids in private Christian schools. And amen. I don't regret it for a minute. That was a great, great investment. They're not perfect, but at least they know what's right, what's wrong. And they know the things that are not pleasing to God. That's the major thing. And I'm pretty sure, you know, that there's a lot of people listening that they might think that they cannot afford. But I promise you, if the government is spending almost $14,000 a year per child, most of those kids are being brainwashed.
Yes.
They're being taught how to hate America, how to respect the elders, how to respect the parents. And it's so expensive. If you take it to a private school, it will be way cheaper. The unfortunate thing is that the liberals, they didn't want to go along with Bush, but Bush was 100% right. He said, wait a minute, that money that they pay is for public schools. How about the parents that want to send the kids to the public school? Why don't we give them $5,000 to $7,000 to send it to any school that they want? I think that's a great idea. And the government can keep the rest, $6,000. But, you know, it's a monopoly from the unions. And they always why don't they reduce the salaries of the unions? Why do they always have to tax us more and more and more? I mean, this is insane. And one more last comment that you mentioned, there's a Spanish saying that it sounds like this. It doesn't matter how much maca you put on the pig is still a pig. But so nice nation that we live in, we gotta say, you know, no matter how much maca you put on the pig, a pig is still a pig. And I think there's a problem with these people that is mentally confused, that they don't know what God gave them. All they gotta do is open their legs and see what God gave you. That'll tell you what sex you are, what gender. This is insane what they're doing. To me, that's child abuse with those kids. They don't know better, you know? So one of my kids, when they were little, they thought they were Barney, the purple dinosaur, when they're watching TV. I am the adult. I have to tell them, hey, you know, you don't have to pay attention to what they say because they're kids. They mature. But the saddest thing is the parents following those kids' desires. I wonder who needs the treatment the most. I think it's the parents, not the kids, because they mentally confused as well.
You're exactly right, brother. Thank you so much for your call and for your insight. And as you use the term, you can put lipstick on a pig, but he's still a pig. You can make makeup on a pig, he's still a pig. And we've got the brainwashing mechanism venue that's called the public school system. And by the way, you touched on a point, our last caller touched on a point that I believe we need to toy with for just a moment. In DeVol County, the average from kindergarten through high school, it's about $13,000 plus per year. You can take that child and put him in any private school or private Christian school for half or less than that amount. In DeVol County, most of the Christian schools, about half or one third of what's being paid now for the public school system would fund that for your child. So I am personally for vouchers or charter schools or private schools and making the funds available and allowing the parents to decide where they want their child. That gives the Christian parent the upper hand in making the decision, I want my child to have a Christian education. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is we need to save our children. And to save our children, we need to start at the fundamental level of what's destroying the family, what's destroying the home, and that is the public school system. And many parents, as our last caller just touched on, many parents are going along with the system because it's convenient, because it's easy, because somehow they don't believe these things that's taking place in the public school system are really happening. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we need to say no on the 0.5% sales tax. It's destroying our children. We need to say no, no, no. Why invest more tax dollars into a pothole of a failed public system and with our students that cannot properly read, properly spell, properly write, or do any mathematics or science in our public school system today? Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear. The parent is responsibility. Train up a child the way, the bent, the leaning, the direction that he should go. Not that he wants to go, that he should go. And when he's old, he will not have departed from it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to call every parent. We need to say to every parent, we need to say to every child, take your child out of the public school system. We now are finding, ladies and gentlemen, where we're suspending teachers for doing what is right, for doing what is biblical, for doing what is psychologically best for the child. Here's one that says, Florida teacher sent to the public school, public principal's office for refusing to use the female pronoun of a male student. And I touched on that. This is a broader article on the same subject. But one that I want us to understand, in this month's Decision Magazine, Franklin Graham has an article, and it touches on this with great detail. It's about a 5-page article. I've highlighted 2 or 3 places that I want to give some lengthy quotes that I believe would be validating what I have been trying to say for this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you want to jump into these last few minutes of the broadcast today, feel free to do so. This article says, talking about the LGBTQ in the classroom and what's happening with it, says that momentum has carried over into national policies with prominent progressive politicians embracing the LGBTQ movement's playbook with unadulterated enthusiasm. The Equality Act of 2019 is the latest and arguably the most dangerous example of this. After the House passed it this spring, Speaker Nancy Pelosi boasted to the reporters, "I say tolerant is a condescending word. This is not about tolerance. This is about respect for the LGBTQ community. This is about taking pride," she said. Then drop further in that article, it says, former Vice President Joe Biden, thought by some as the front runner for the Democratic nomination for president, announced on June 5th that the Equality Act, that's House Bill 5, ladies and gentlemen, passed by 240 votes under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. It's now in the Senate with 46 senators already signed on. It's called Senate Bill 788 if you want to research it. Biden told an Ohio audience at a dinner sponsored by the Human Rights Campaign, the powerful LGBTQ lobbyist group. He says, it will be the first thing that I will have done when I'm president." That is talking about the House Bill 5, the Equality Act, as it's called. And ladies and gentlemen, Alliance Defending Freedom, an organization that has argued notable cases for the businesses that have been in the crosshairs of LGBTQ activists and progressive bureaucrats, explained by email to Decision Magazine, the sexual orientation and gender identity known as the SOGI laws, like the Equality Act, coerce obedience to one view of marriage, sexual morality, and what it means to be male and female. If it becomes law, the Equality Act would forbid churches, religious schools, and other religious nonprofits from drawing their workforce from among those who are willing to abide by organizational standards and on these subjects. Kelly Shackelford, president of the CEO of First Liberty Law Firm, says the Equality Act attempts to make sure that in all cases, the LGBTQ rights trump religious freedom in every situation. It makes religious freedom a secondary subject. Further in the article, ladies and gentlemen, if I can put my eyes on it very quickly, Franklin Graham says what can be done. He says we need to remove our students from the public schools, take them out of the public school system. And I believe that is the bottom line of what I think needs to take place in America. We need to do it in Jacksonville, Florida. We need to do it in every state across the Union. We need to do it in the total state. We need to do so on a wholesale basis. Can you imagine what can happen if, say, by the end of December, 30%, 40%, 50%, 20% of the students are pulled out of the public school system in Jacksonville, Florida, or out of the Florida schools in general, or out of any state across America. Ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ agenda is a demonic force to be reckoned with. The push by the LGBTQ socialist Democrat demonic agenda is now in the halls of Congress through the HB5 and the Senate Bill 788. It is in every presidential candidate. Mayor Pete, as he's called, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a sodomite married to a man, keeps using religious terms and religious quotes and paraphrasing scriptures and talking about the need to recognize that Jesus would stand for the sodomite lifestyle, that God does not forbid it, et cetera, et cetera. And there are multitudes of those that believe that garbage, thinking that it's correct. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brazil doesn't think that. The nation of Brazil, the president of Brazil, to remove the LGBTQ influence from the public schools. Listen to this. While many governments are acknowledging, are kowtowing to the demands of the LGBTQ mob, there are some leaders who have decided to boldly put their foot down and return to truth and tradition. One such leader is the newly elected Brazilian president. Back in February of this year, he announced his plan to revise textbooks in public schools and eliminate any references to homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and violent behavior against women. Further, he says, it's inspiring to see a world leader taking such strong stance against an ideology that has been so damaging and destructive to societies in the world. And it goes on to talk about what he said and what he's done. He says, we must pray that our elected leaders and officials will take note of the boldness and courage of this president in Brazil and stand against the efforts of the LGBTQ mob to completely corrupt all aspects of our society. Our kids and teenagers must receive citizenship education, which teaches how to act according to the law and morality. So says the president of Brazil. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think would happen if we could have that kind of stand publicly, city after city and state after state, with political leaders? Here's an article that says the radical movement sweeping through our schools. It is from the Family Research Council. It says here, how do we respond as Christians to this radical liberal agenda? Scriptures say Jesus affirmed in Matthew 19:4-5, he clearly defines the biological sex of male and female. He says in this article, as Christians, we're called to act with compassion toward those who suffer from gender dysphoria, which includes standing for the truth and against the harmful ideology that robs children of the abundant life in Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say here in this article, and it's from the Family Research Council, we must pull our students out of the public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today. We're looking forward to having you join us and come on board each and every day as we face the issues.
Listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.